Understanding a physician's philosophy is important when choosing whether or not a physician is right for you. Let's learn more about Dr. Robert Gleaser, internal medicine practitioner at Marin Health Primary Care, a UCSF health clinic, and find out his physician philosophy. This is the Healing Podcast brought to you by Marin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Dr. Gleaser, thank you so much for your time. It is great to talk with you. So first off, what made you decide to become a physician?
Primarily driven by the want to help people, to guide them through their health issues. I was driven to medicine from a young age.
So from early on, you knew you wanted to be a physician. So then how did you choose internal medicine?
Initially, I was training in internal medicine and in hematology, so I'm board certified in both. I had an episode with testicular cancer when I was 33 years old. I got through that, and it got me interested in preventive medicine, so I gave up doing oncology and got into preventive medicine, which led me to what I currently do in integrative medicine.
That's interesting how personal adversity led you down this direction. So let me ask you this. Where did you then go to school and receive your education and training?
So my accent is from South Africa. I went to medical school in Johannesburg. And then I did all my postgraduate training, internship and residency and fellowship at Boston University, and moved out to Denver after that.
All right, Boston to Denver. So then what brought you to the Bay Area?
So I was in practice in Denver for many years, and we developed the first integrative medical practice there. I'm also trained as an acupuncturist. Eventually sold my practice, then decided to move out to the Bay Area because my kids are all out here and wanted to be closer to the family. My kids had been here for over 20 years, and so that's what drove me here, like many people.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So then why did you choose Marin Health?
I was looking in the Sonoma area, and Marin Health had an opportunity there. And I just like the system here. I think that the medical group is a strong medical group. They have the hospital that's affiliated with the medical group, and then the association with UCSF. It kind of fulfilled all my requirements for wanting to be in a stable situation. That's kind of what drove me here.
Yeah, absolutely. So speaking of Marin Health and how you choose Marin Health, can you talk about your philosophy of care? How do you approach the care of your patients?
So I am very interested in what I call integrative medicine. I try to look at each patient separately, not as a statistic. Try to figure out what's best for them, whether it be Western medicine, alternative medicine, referring them out for various treatments. And I think primarily my approach is preventive. I want to get people healthy and keep them healthy and try to prevent illness. And probably my primary approach to dealing with patients is to listen.
Yeah, that's nice when you sit down with a physician and they actually listen, right?
Absolutely.
And I bet your patients really appreciate that as well.
It's been very well received, yeah.
So, Dr. Gleaser, is there anything else you'd like your patients to know about you?
I practice what I preach. I'm an avid athlete, been a triathlete, marathon runner, competitive master swimmer. Still am doing that. And nutritionally, I follow what I preach to my patients. And so I try to set an example for everybody by practicing what I preach.
And that's always appreciated. Well, Dr. Gleaser, thank you for your time. It's been great to get to know you a little bit better. And thank you for your service to the community. And thanks again for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the talk.
That's Dr. Robert Gleaser. And to learn more, please visit mymarinhealth.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and check out the full podcast library for topics of interest to you. This is the Healing Podcast brought to you by Marin Health. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.